Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Roots on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root back for hour number three. And this is going to be a jam-packed opening segment of hour number three, because there's a couple things that are breaking that I need to talk to you about. First of all, I was going to talk about the Las Vegas massacre. There's news out that it could have been ISIS-related. Who was the first one in the country to say that? Me. But I said it by mistake, because I was just repeating what the Las Vegas police told me, that this is an ISIS terror attack, and that it's happening up and down the entire strip, and who else would be capable of a coordinated attack? This is our 9/11. That's what I heard from literally dozens of police officers. They told me bodies were piling up by the hundreds at Mandalay Bay. My God, wait, it's 9/11, it's ISIS. So, you know, I mistakenly said it's an ISIS terror attack, and I caught so much heat. I think it was 2020 on ABC, and another big show on CBS interviewed me and tried to say I was a bad guy because I blamed it on Islamic terrorism when in fact it was a white guy named Stephen Paddock. But in the weeks after that, I never said it was ISIS. I said it was just in the heat of the moment what I heard from the police, and that's why I put out that tweet. And a tweet doesn't mean anything. It's just a quick, instantaneous thought. But I said, we got to give this some deep thought. Was it really just Stephen Paddock? And if it wasn't just him, it was well-coordinated, were there others involved, and who were they? Could it have been ISIS? Could it have been Antifa? Could it have been someone else? That's all I ever said, that it smelt bad, and I knew it wasn't just Stephen Paddock. But I'll get to that in just a second. But I want to mention what could become the biggest news story of the decade in coming days, maybe. Again, you just don't know. But Russian troops, this is at Fox News, this is not on some obscure or radical website. Fox News is reporting Russian troops are shelling Ukraine's largest nuclear power plant, which, by the way, is the largest nuclear power plant in the entire Europe. Multiple outlets are reporting, it is confirmed, that Russian troops are shelling Ukraine's largest nuclear power plant, sparking a fire. This plant houses 6 reactors and is the largest in Europe. Russian artillery fire blasting Ukraine's nuclear plant. Is everybody insane? First of all, if your artillery blasts a nuclear power plant, that's the biggest one in Europe, and it explodes. It's Chernobyl, it's Fukushima? Was that the name of the one in Japan? Fukushima. Right. It's Fukushima and Chernobyl combined times 5. So you're going to die, too, as the guy who shells them. I can't imagine you're shelling them from further than a mile away. So you're dead, too. Why would you shell a nuclear power plant? Are you crazy? Are you all madmen? This comes hours after international atomic regulators warned that combat aimed at the facility could wreak havoc. A video posted to Telegram early Friday, in other words, it's Thursday here, but it's early Friday in Ukraine, appeared to show a projectile landing outside the facility, creating a fireball. Ukraine's Minister of Foreign Affairs tweeted that Russian forces were firing from all sides on the facility. Fire has already broken out, a claim that appears to be supported by live stream video. If it blows up, it will be 10 times larger than Chernobyl. Earlier Thursday, the International Atomic Energy Agency warned of potential for catastrophe. This is a radioactive disaster in the making. It's 3 a.m. in Ukraine. So, I mean, look, I have said on this show, I'm not a Ukraine side, I'm not a Russia side, they're all crazy, they're all madmen. Putin appears to be a crony capitalist, he's like John Gotti. You know, he's the mafia. That's what Putin is. Russia's a cowboy, crony capitalist country, but at least it's capitalist. And Putin gets 10% of every deal. Is that really different than Joe Biden? Joe Biden gets 10% of every deal. But he's not stealing from his own people, Putin. He's stealing from the corporations. These are bribes he's getting for putting big deals together. Biden is stealing from the American people when he grabs 10% of every deal and 10% of all the foreign aid around the world. Biden's the real criminal. But in this case, if Putin is asking them to fire at the biggest nuclear power plant in the EU, he is evil, he is bad, and he is a madman. And so I said from the beginning, I hate Russia, and I hate Ukraine, because they're a bunch of communists backed by George Soros. I don't like either side, and I don't want to take either side. Someone's trying to create the Great Reset. Someone's trying to force us into World War III. And boy, it's getting as ugly as I ever said. It is ugly. Now let's get to this report about the Vegas massacre. Again, don't misquote Wayne Root. I'm not saying it was ISIS-related. I'm not saying ISIS carried out the Vegas massacre. I'm asking questions, and I'm reading a report that backs up the idea that ISIS and Antifa may have been involved. I said from day one, it smelled bad. The FBI report was bad. One page. Do you remember Sandy Hook in Connecticut when all those kids died? The FBI issued at the end of the year like a 300-page report. When this thing is over a year later, the Vegas massacre, the FBI issues a one-page report. Isn't that embarrassing? Stephen Paddock did it. End of story. Really? Does that not make you go, something's wrong here? So I'm just telling you what's out there on the Internet now. A now-deceased official with President Donald Trump's National Security Council received a report suggesting the 2017 Las Vegas massacre may not have been the work of a lone gunman with no real motive, no discernible motive, but rather a terrorist attack perpetrated by at least two men with possible ties to ISIS and or Antifa. And there's a guy out there, I don't know, you know, he's a alternative journalist, I guess you'd call him. He tweeted out, just what I say all the time, testament to how cowed and pathetic American journalists are that no one got to the bottom of the Vegas shooting. And I agree. I issued a report, by the way, that was like 20 pages long and listed 30 things that smelt bad and weren't right about the Vegas massacre. And one of the 30 was, could this have been ISIS-related? They said they were going to attack Vegas, and after the attack, they took credit for it. Four times in the history of ISIS, they've never taken credit four times for something they didn't actually do. So this would be the first time that ever happened. And they certainly did shoot at, or Paddock shot at, or someone shot at, or Paddock and some compatriots shot at an American conservative Christian country music event, which is something you'd expect Antifa to do. It's something you would expect ISIS to do. They don't like Christians. So this all-source assessment entitled Attack on the Route 91 Country Music Festival was prepared for Rich Higgins, a Trump campaign advisor and member of the president's National Security Council, who is now dead. The report suggested the attack was likely planned as well as logistically and financially coordinated entirely by Stephen Paddock. But it also found that Brian Hodge, the Australian man who claims to have been staying in the room next to Paddock's at Mandalay Bay when the attack took place, is a reasonably suspicious person of interest and deserves a much greater level of scrutiny. Hodge had possible ties to Islamic organizations and a possible ISIS linkage, as well as a personal profile more befitting of a left-wing or Antifa affiliate, the report claimed. In the aftermath of the shooting, ISIS claimed that Paddock had converted to Islam and committed the massacre on behalf of ISIS. And the FBI immediately said that's not true, without investigating. A soldier of the caliphate, this is what ISIS said, attacked a gathering of 22,000 Americans at a concert in the city of Las Vegas, resulting in nearly 60 killed and 600 injured. ISIS reported in their online magazine. The FBI found no ISIS connection. And by the way, that was instantaneous. The FBI said instantly, without ever a minute of investigating, no, it's not ISIS. The FBI said, we have determined no connection with an international terrorist group. They said in a statement in October of 17. According to CNN, the FBI closed its investigation into the mass shooting in January of 19. So it took them almost 2 years without finding any clear motive for Paddock's action. So, am I telling you today that I believe it's ISIS? No. Am I telling you at the time I believed it was ISIS? No. I never said that I was certain about anything. All I was certain about was that the FBI did a horrible job or they were lying. And something was wrong and something smelled rotten in Vegas. You know, as opposed to something smells rotten in Denmark. Something smelled rotten in Vegas. And I knew it seemed like it was more than just one fat white guy with no military training who woke up one day and knew how to operate some of the world's most sophisticated weaponry and how to break open a window that is so difficult in a hotel to break open that you almost have to be a fireman and have training and have the key, the fireman's key, to open the window. How did he know how to do that? How did he know how to shoot those weapons and hit all those people if he had no military training? I always felt that there were a lot of questions left unanswered. That's all I ever said. And I always felt, being that ISIS had a video out saying, we're going to come and kill you in Vegas and attack Vegas with a terrible terrorist attack. And then a terrible terrorist attack happened. And then afterwards they took credit for it 4 times, ISIS did. Someone should have investigated whether there was an ISIS connection. And I don't believe the FBI ever investigated. I think they swept it under the rug. So I don't know what happened. I'm not claiming I know what happened. I'm not claiming it was ISIS. I am claiming there's a report out that was on the desk of Trump's closest people at the White House that ISIS and Antifa may very well have been involved. I just know it wasn't Stephen Paddock alone.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
This is Wayne Alaroot from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. They're regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Recently, they were guests at my wedding. Everyone kept saying, wow, you look so much younger, healthier, thinner, Wayne. You look younger at age 60 than 50. What did you do? And I pointed them to John and Chelsea and said, they did it. Go talk to them. Energized Health changed my life. And the proof isn't just in how I look. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous visceral fat. And I've kept the fat off for over a year. And I'll be on this program for life, because it's sustainable. Don't just take my word for it. I've received more fan mail about Energized Health than any other advertiser in history. John and Chelsea Jubilee are transforming lives. Right now, Energized Health is offering my fans the War 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off. Go to energizedhealth.com or call toll-free 888-444-8895. Toll-free 888-444-8895 or energizedhealth.com.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl XXII champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if for whatever reason you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
With you. Love that song, The Warrior. Wayne Allen Root, The Warrior. The War Machine is here. Hero 2020 is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Retailers say smash and grabs are at a crisis unprecedented level. Or perhaps I should say an unprecedented crisis level. Every day in America, small businesses are under attack. Owners of retail stores are getting robbed, inciting violence, trespassing, high-value products and goods stolen. It's time to think about non-lethal self-defense for you, your employees, and your business. If I owned any retail store of any kind, I would have my non-lethal Hero 2020 to give me recourse from these thugs. Hero 2020 is a much more powerful solution than pepper spray in a can. It's perfect for anyone who wants to protect themselves and doesn't feel comfortable carrying a traditional handgun. Hero 2020 will stop an attack and no one dies or gets seriously injured. Do what I did and protect yourself and your business and get the Hero 2020 today at Hero2020.com. Use the coupon code WAR for a special discount. That's Hero2020.com. State restrictions may apply. So, I was talking in the last segment about this war in Ukraine and Russia and how it's not what it appears to be. Not only do I not think that Russia's the bad guy and Ukraine the good guy, I think they're both bad guys. Don't ever let anyone say Wayne Root's pro-Russia or pro-Putin, because I'm not. I'm not pro-anybody. I'm pro-America. America first. That's all I care about. We have no interest, no dog in the hunt. We shouldn't be in this fight. I'm telling you, George Soros and Biden and Obama want us to be for Ukraine and against Russia and get involved in World War III. We should not be involved in this. But while you were busy being distracted by all these images of war on your TV screen and on the news, many of which are fake, many of which are have been proven to be scenes from another war, not this war. You're seeing really fake scenes in some cases. But while that's going on and you're distracted, there's new news about the COVID vaccine that you need to know. And you haven't seen it in the news and you don't know anything about it. And it's life and death news. It's the most important news in the world. And the news is that the fully vaccinated make up 90% of the COVID-19 fatalities in England in the past month. In the past month, 90%, 9 out of every 10 people who died of COVID in England was fully vaccinated, and the majority were triple vaccinated. So this study, this information, these numbers, these facts, don't even include the people that are dying from the vaccine. In other words, this doesn't include if you have the vaccine and you die of a heart attack or a stroke or a blood clot or advanced cancer, which is happening left and right, by the way. All of a sudden, there's an epidemic of people with massive cancer all over their bodies. People who never had cancer, or people who had cancer beat it. They were in total remission, got the vaccine, and 3 months later, there's cancer in every inch of their body, and they're dead. Several friends have that. I've had that happen to several of my friends and Cindy's friends. It's unbelievable what an epidemic it is. But I'm not even talking about that. I'm just telling you the people that are dying of COVID are double and triple vaccinated. They're not unvaccinated. They're vaccinated. The UK Health Security Agency, it's their version of the CDC. This is not Wayne Root's political opinion. The UK Health Security Agency came out with their Week 8 report, which includes data on COVID-19 cases, hospitalizations, and deaths from January 24th to February 22nd. People who have been vaccinated make up 90% of COVID fatalities in England. A shocking 80% of these fatalities occur in people who have been vaccinated 3 times with the spike protein jab. The data is taken from the UK HSA Vaccine Surveillance Report. The official narrative is collapsing. This is going to be the winter and spring of death for the fully vaccinated. You know, the winter of 2022 was supposed to be the winter of death for the unvaccinated. The unvaccinated make up only 27% of the caseload, only 25% of the hospitalizations, and only 10% of the deaths in England now. The United Kingdom is officially living in a pandemic of the fully vaccinated. And the worst are the people who are triple vaccinated, proving that the third booster shot is not a booster to your immune system. It's the booster of death. It's another inflammatory dose of spike proteins that causes blood clots and heart inflammation and death to your immune system. This is vaccine failure at its finest. And you know what else they proved in this report from the United Kingdom? If you're vaccinated, death's skyrocketing. If you're not vaccinating, death from COVID is declining to zero.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says sweeping economic sanctions on Russia are having a profound impact.
The goal was to maximize the impact on Putin and Russia and minimize the harm on us and our allies and friends around the world.
The president without proof saying the sanctions are unprecedented. The president also holding a cabinet meeting on Thursday. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is expressing her doubts on a gas tax holiday for Americans.
And that sounds good, but do you know that there is no guarantee that the oil companies pass that reduction on to the consumer?
Pelosi providing no solutions for the high gas prices and also noted that she opposes opening more federal lands to drilling. The California Democrat is a fan of banning Russian oil imports. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All right, Wayne on the Root. Welcome back to the show. sponsor of this segment of the show, Energized Health, and then we got a great guest for you, but first I want to get to the sponsor because they sign the front of the checks and write the checks so you don't have to. So you get to listen to this show free. You don't have to spend a dime because they're writing the check and spending a fortune. Thank you, Energized Health. John and Chelsea Jubilee, founders, owners, Energized Health, regular guests on my show sharing their breakthrough science of inner cellular hydration. Energized Health has changed my life, and the proof isn't just in how I look. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous kind, inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle, all of it in only 88 days. Lost 25 pounds of fat, gained 10 pounds of muscle, 88 days, kept the fat off now for over 15 months, and I'll be on this program for life. It's easy, it's simple, it's sustainable. Don't just take my word for it. I've received more fan mail about Energized Health than any other advertiser on this show in history. John and Chelsea are transforming the lives of my fans. My fans report losing huge amounts of fat, throwing out their prescription drugs, gaining energy, and enjoying the best health of their lives. Right now, Energized Health is offering my fans the Wayne Allyn Root 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off. Go to energizedhealth.com or call 888-444-8895. 888-444-8895. Toll free, energizedhealth.com. You just tell them Wayne Allyn Root or WAR, and you get 40% off. What are you waiting for? 40% off and you get to change your life. Our guest is here, Clayton Fox. He's a reporter for Real Clear Investigations. His website is realclearinvestigations.com. You can find him at Twitter, at Clay Fox Writer. At Clay Fox Writer. You can find that page at Twitter. And he's got a new article out. It's a pandemic of the vaccinated too, Mr. President. And let's talk about it. Clay Fox, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Hey, Wayne. Thanks for having me back.
So I was just reporting, Clay, before we get to all your numbers, I was just reporting on the CDC of England. It's called the UK Health Security Agency. Just came out with their week 8 report. So this is not propaganda. This is not conservative. This is not Wayne Root. This is not politics. These are facts. 90% of the people in England in the last month who died of COVID are fully vaccinated, and most of them, 80% of them, are triple vaccinated. What do you think of those numbers?
Well, there's a couple ways to look at them. I mean, so just to be clear, we actually were going to include some of that international stuff in the piece, but we decided to just focus on the United States. But we did look closely at the same data that you're citing. And not only in England, but also in Scotland, which is very transparent,
right.
And in New South Wales.
Yes.
In Australia, which is the province where Sydney, Australia, is located, their numbers are very transparent. And in all three of those international locations, the story was very similar. As you say, there was, you know, a very high percentage of the total deaths from COVID-19 are in people who were fully vaccinated, in some cases, even with the booster shot. Now, what sort of medical statisticians will say
is most people are vaccinated, you know, right? They'll say most people are vaccinated, so that's why most people that
correct.
Die are vaccinated. But see,
correct.
I would argue that that's ridiculous because, yeah, most people are vaccinated, that therefore none of them are supposed to die, but they're still dying. So what that tells you is it doesn't matter if it's 80% or if statistically that really means it's less because everyone's vaccinated, so it's a little bit out of, you know, taken out of context. It still means that you get the vaccine and there's a great chance you could die. It doesn't prevent death. And that's
right.
What we're told. It prevents death. It doesn't.
Right. And our issue and the reason we wrote this piece was to take issue with, you know, the messaging specifically that the government and to some extent the media has been pushing out for the last year, which is basically that if you are vaccinated, I mean, the president literally said this. He said, if you are vaccinated, you will not die. And that's quite a promise to make to the American public if you can't follow up on it.
And it was a lie. It's not true.
Right. And as you point out, and as we pointed out, you know, the data from the UK and also from the United States, in the states where the data is transparently available, shows that, you know, thousands of people are dying after having two or three shots. So that's worth mentioning, right? It's not that it's a sophisticated analysis of efficacy, but it's definitely important for the public to know.
Well, and I would argue a second thing, Clayton, and this is cool because you and I have not discussed this beforehand. So believe me, if this is a debate, if you and I, you know, agree, that's great. If we argue, it's great. I just want to tell you what's on my mind. So the definition of vaccinated is total bullspit. Because what the government does is they say, if you die within 30 days of the first shot, 14 days of the second shot, and I believe it's 14 days after the booster, we count you as unvaccinated. So even if in America the numbers aren't 80% of the deaths are vaccinated people, as your article points out, it's about 20% of the deaths are vaccinated, and in certain states it's 33% of the deaths. But I would argue those are misleading numbers, because when you get vaccinated and you die the next day, they count you as unvaccinated. That's how they're able to keep the numbers from looking like the numbers in England. In England, they don't do that. They don't mislead you. If you get vaccinated and you die, they say you died after being vaccinated. In America, they call you unvaccinated. You're aware of that misnomer, right?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of problems with the data in the first place. I mean, for example, we're still, and the Biden administration supposedly is trying to sort this out, we're still not sure when someone, quote-unquote, dies, you know, of COVID, whether that death was directly caused by the disease or whether they just happened to be positive for COVID while dying of a heart attack, right? And those things could be related, but they also might not be. So there's a ton of reasons why the data is really unclear. What is very clear is that many thousands of people who've had the two or three shot series are dying, and that's not what we were told was going to happen. And what I found, you know, particularly troubling in recent months, right, is that it seems like, you know, because I've gone back and listened to a lot of the press conferences with Dr. Fauci, Dr. Walensky, et cetera, and it seems like they sort of seamlessly transitioned from saying two shots is fully vaccinated to now saying, no, you have to have three shots to be fully vaccinated, and now they're even talking about four. And so I think to your point, if we're going to talk about efficacy, we have to know what we're talking about. Are we talking about only people with three shots? Are we talking about people with two shots? Because it does seem to make a difference. And Dr. Borla, Albert Borla of Pfizer, you know, we mentioned this in the article. On January 10th of this year, in an interview with Yahoo, he said, two shots at this point, and I want to actually read you the quote because I don't want to misquote him. Borla said, we know that two doses of the vaccine offer very limited protection, if any. The three doses with a booster offer reasonable protection against hospitalization and death, and against death, I think, very good. So that's the vaccine producer basically saying indirectly that two shots are no longer sufficiently protective. But, you know, you haven't heard the government be explicit about that. And I think, again, that's a really dangerous failure in messaging.
It is, but let me point out more than that, Clayton Fox of RealClearInvestigations.com, who's done a bang-up job, and I appreciate everything you do. When you quote that guy, think about it this way, Clayton. He's saying the two shots don't do it. The third shot does. It protects you from death. Now I'm quoting you England statistics that show three shots don't protect you from death. So they lied about the two shots. Now they're clearly lying about the third shot. I don't know how you could draw any other conclusion. They're lying because they keep moving the chess pieces on the board. The minute you get to one that doesn't work, they say, well, you need one more. And the one more will absolutely work. When that doesn't work, they say, oh, you need one more. And if all that doesn't work, they just change the definition of what's vaccinated and what's unvaccinated to make it seem like most people dying are unvaccinated, when in fact, they're just people who got vaccinated a day ago, and they dropped dead yesterday, and they don't count that as vaccinated. So they're moving the goalposts again and again and again. Will you agree with me that the goalposts are being moved?
Yeah, absolutely. The goalpost thing is a huge problem, and it's going to continue to be a problem because our political leadership, our medical leadership, they just don't seem capable of saying, we don't know how it's going to go, which would be the responsible thing to say, right? Because when you promise people, as Fauci did at the end of 2020, that this is going to be a two-shot vaccine series, and then a year later you start saying, well, actually, it's going to be a three-shot series, and then you start talking to people about the potential that it's actually a four-shot series, you'd have a lot more credibility if you just said, we don't know. We don't know, and we're going to have to find out in real time, which, of course, is very frightening for a lot of people, but at least it would be honest.
Right, and now your article really focused on COVID deaths, and the England story focused on people who are dying of COVID who are almost all vaccinated. 9 out of 10 are vaccinated. But what no one is talking about, neither your article or that article, is what about the people who don't die of COVID, but they die of heart attacks, strokes, blood clots, and advanced cancer after getting the vaccine? That's the VAERS story that no one wants to talk about. There are deaths going on that are non-COVID deaths. I'm sure you're very aware of that as well, yes?
Yes. I mean, the data, the information that's coming in there, you know, across the board, whether it's from Medicare, Medicaid, whether it's from the Department of Defense, whether it's from VAERS, there's a lot to sort through, and I know there's really, really intelligent people, you know, some of whom I'm in touch with, who are trying to, you know, get the data to a place where it's ironclad, bulletproof, that they can present it and you know, not be fact-checked out of existence. So certainly that's something that's going to continue to need to be looked at. That's not my area of expertise here. And, you know, the one thing I would say that I'm not sure people are pointing out but is important to understand is, potentially, and there are scientific papers that have been published, it's not me as a journalist, there are scientists who've said this, you know, potentially some of these side effects from the vaccine are caused by the same thing that causes problems in people who actually are ill with COVID, which it all comes back to that spike protein, and the pathologies that are sort of triggered by that spike protein. So, you know, there is the possibility, and again, this is going to need to be investigated going forward, but people who had COVID and recovered and then were vaccinated or the reverse of that, that there, you know, there could be overlap in their long-term health outcomes. That's not necessarily
Clayton,
one
well,
or
we got to run. The music's on. I got to run. Clayton Fox, realclearinvestigations.com, and at Twitter, he's at Clay Fox Writer. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals. Hi, it's Wayne Allyn-Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob, and the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply. Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allyn-Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Project and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Project purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue.
J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the show. Amio Life, the sponsor of this segment of the show. Amio Life, one of my favorite companies. They join me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day and their natural silver mouthwash 3 times a day and their silver gel on my face each night before bedtime. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering our listeners a special 30% discount on their entire product line. 30% good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. This is their way of fighting inflation. 30% off. Wayne Root fought for this for you. Visit Amio Life. That's AmioLife.com. AmioLife.com. A-M-E-O. AmioLife.com. Use the promo code ROOT30. To save 30% or call them directly at 800-422-8148, 800-422-8148. Remember to say Route 30 to receive 30% off, 800-422-8148. All right, 30% discount. How cool is that? I fight for you guys. You know, when you think about all the people I make fun of and I despise the most, well, you know, Obama, Biden, Kamala, John Kerry, you know, they're at the top of my list. George Soros, always at the top of my list. The Chinese Communist Party. But Mayor Lori Lightfoot is right at the top. I mean, I just can't stand her. She's one of the most horrible human beings in the world. She has destroyed one of the great cities in the world, Chicago. Just destroyed it. It's now a shooting zone. And it turns out she's abusive to her employees. She's an abusive lesbian, not a nice lesbian, an abusive lesbian. So let me ask you folks, if you're a liberal out there listening, because liberals make it like only white males are terrible people and abusive. What are the lesbians abusive to their employees? Are they okay just because they're a lesbian? Do they get a pass because they're gay or a lesbian or transsexual? What if you're an abusive transsexual? Do you get a pass for that from the left? Of course you do. A new lawsuit alleges Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot berated lawyers and bragged, "I have the biggest bleep in Chicago." How would I explain what bleep means? Penis?
Yeah.
The biggest Richard in Chicago. She berated lawyers and blocked an Italian-American group from exhibiting a Christopher Columbus statue in a parade, according to a new lawsuit filed this week. According to the Chicago Tribune, former Chicago Park District Deputy General Counsel George Smirnotis filed a lawsuit against Chicago and Lightfoot after the mayor removed the Christopher Columbus statues from the city. He alleges he was told by Timothy King, a top lawyer for the Chicago Park District, and then Superintendent Michael Kelly, that they wanted the lawsuit over the Columbus statue settled quickly. As part of the negotiations, Timothy King approved the Italian-American group's request to exhibit their Columbus statue in the annual parade. When Lightfoot found out about the negotiations over the Columbus statue, she threatened to pull the permit for the parade and demanded Park District officials join a last-minute Zoom meeting. And this is when Lightfoot became, quote, unhinged, berated top government lawyers, and argued she is the biggest Richard in Chicago, otherwise known as penis. Yeah, that's interesting that a lesbian would argue she has the biggest penis in Chicago. You make some kind of secret agreement with the Italians. You're out there stroking your Richard over the Columbus statue. I'm trying to keep Chicago police officers from being shot, and you're trying to get them shot, Lightfoot said. My Richard is bigger than yours and the Italians. I have the biggest Richard in Chicago. This is what I've been saying all along, not just about Lori Lightfoot, but about all the freaks and losers of the Democrat Party. They've all been held down in their minds their whole lives. No one's ever let them achieve anything because they're freaks, because they're weird, because they're bizarre, because they're losers, because they aren't intelligent enough, because they aren't creative enough. Whatever the reason is, they feel like their whole lives they've been held down. So now they've become megalomaniacs. So now when you give them just a little bit of power, a little taste of power, they want to stick their foot on everyone's neck or stick their foot up everyone's you-know-what. And they want to say, my Richard is the biggest in the world, and I'll do whatever I want to do because I'm the king of Chicago. This is what all these liberals are like. This is what Obama was like. This is what Kamala's like. This was what Biden was like before he lost his mind to dementia and there's nothing between his brain, between his 2 ears anymore. Brain cells are gone. But when he had a brain, they all think they're swinging Richards. They think they're John Gotti. The entire Democrat Party is filled with little tyrant control freaks who want to megalomanage your entire life. That's why they love lockdowns. That's why they love nonstop COVID tests. That's why they love banning and censoring. That's why they love vaccines. That's why they love masks. That's why they love mandates. That's why they love declaring which businesses can stay open or not, and which schools can stay open or not, and whether your child can learn or not. They're all sick in the head. It's mental illness. It's a need to be a control freak, communist, fascist tyrant. It's a need to prove that their little Richard is big. But it's not. It's tiny. And it's time for us to step on them and smash them and send them back to where they belong. The mental institutions, the rubber rooms with straitjackets. They need a kiss from mommy because they're nuts. And you can't ever let them get near the levers of power ever again.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe
you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.